Siyam Daf Mem Gimla Med Beis. Let us start from the second line. The Gemara had brought the Memra of Rabbe. Rabbe said by Gozel Chavis, Bikorit Shav Yezuz, Achakach Shav Yedalet, Estavre Vishasye Yepay Dalet, Itva Memela Yepay Azuz. And the Gemara wanted to understand what the Machlokes Beishamai and Beisilul is in our Mishnah. Beishamai says, Yulke Bechosar Beyeser, and Beisilul Oimrim Kishas Eitzor. So Omer Lecho Rabba, let us start from the second line. Beyeser Kula Omer Loi Pligi. If it became worth more. So everyone agrees that if he was mighty it min ha'ilam, so yozicha pay how much it was worth b'shas ha'itza min ha'ilam. Ki pligi b'chosa. The machlekes b'shamei in b'silul is, if when he was sheleich yad, it was worth Dalet Zuzim. And later became worth Azuz. Keep Ligi Bechosa. Beishamei Sovri, that later was worth Azuz, how much will the Sheleich Yad have to pay? Beishamei Sovri, Shliches Yad, Eina Tzricha Chesov. Beishamei holds that Shliches Yad, Eina Tzricha Chesov. So Memele, so when he was Sheleich Yad, he was Sheleich Yad Amenas Lachosroi. So he's a Sheleich Yad already. And then it was worth Dalet. The Chichosa, and later when it becomes worth Azuz, Bershusa Didei Chosa. So we consider that the Chosaron was in the Rishus of the Sheleich Yad. He was Sheleich Yad when it was Dalet, so he's Mechuyif to pay Dalet. Now it's worth a Zuz, so the Chesal Chi Chosa Bishusa Didei Chosa, but he's already Mechuyif to pay Dalet to the Mafkid. Ubeithilo Sovri, Shliches Yad Tzricha Chesal. So that means when he picked it up, when it was worth Dalet, Amenas Lechasroi, he wasn't a Sheleich Yad yet. When he was Mechasarit, then it was worth Azuz. Bechichoser Bushuse Demore Choser. When he was Mechasarit, it was already, that means he, as yet, did not become a Sheleich Yad. Beithil holds Shliches Yad Tzricha Chesar. He started being Sheleich Yad by being Magdbiyet Amanat Lechasroi, but he's not a Sheleich Yad yet. He first becomes a Sheleich Yad when he is Mechasarit. When he is Mechasarit. So therefore, and then it's worth Azuz. So it comes out he was a Sheleich Yad and a Pikon that was Azuz. So that's the Machlokes Beishamai and Beithilo. Beishamai holds Yilke Bechosa, even though it's Chosa later, even though it's Chosa later, he won't be Mavir that when it's worth Azuz later. He has to pay Dalet because when he was Sheleich Yad, it was worth Dalet. He will not gain from the Chesorin that it was Bishas, he was Mechasarit. He already became Chayiv, Bishas to Shliches Yad when it was Dalet. And Beisilul holds that he first becomes a Sheleich Yad when he was machaser it, and if then it was worth a zuz, so he's mechuyev only to pay a zuz. So he gains from the chasa. At the gemar of the shlichet shad when there was a zuz, so it's not yilke b'chasa, he gains that it was chasa, that it was chuzal, that it's worth a zuz. Let us see Rashi. Ki pligi b'chasa. The machlekes beishami beisilul is if it became worthless. V'komri beisilul kishas haitzo min ha'ilo. Beisilul holds, that's what says the Mishnah, kishas haitzo, not kishas haitzo min ha'ilo, it was machasari. Or the kokashaloch kol ha'gazlonim mishalmin kishas ha'gzeilet. If he stole it when it was dalit, and then later he was mitzi it, minoilam was worth a zuz, so then you're right, hochinami, so then you take a pay dalit. Aval hochid de behetera osa liyode. Here we're speaking about a shema who was shaleach yad. So he wasn't a gazlan. He got the chayfids, was beteros liyodei, so it doesn't fall into the category of a gazlan. A gazlan is that he takes it beisel, that's a gazlan. Beigzel as a chanis miyad hamitzri. But here, when he acquired the pekon, was beteros liyodei. Umishum shliches yad kamachaydes, like this is not a poshet gzeila. That when he picked it up, al menas lachasoi, is not the parsha of Gzela, because he acquired it beteros aliyode. So now, in order to get a din gazlin, we need the parsha of shliches yad. Umishum shliches yad kamachay v'slay. Ba'a pligi. So that's the machlekes. When is he considered a shleich yad? Be'sham ha'isov v'shliches yad ein etzrich ha'chasov. Beisham behol shliches yad does not need a chasam. Umishe sholach bo yad. The minute he was sheleach yad, af al pi sheloi chascho avigzeila. So he picked it up amenas lechascho, he gets a din gazlam. Vekoma b'shusay, he's a gazlam already, vekoma b'shusay. Uch shel huzlo, when it becomes worthless, Bershusoi huzlo. So the dover hanigzel was huzal bershusoi. Vim hoiso be'en. That is true. If it would be be'en, that means he can't gain from the z. That would have became huzal, because bershusoi huzlo, it was huzal in the rishus of the sheleach yad. So he can't be maviach from this zoil. V'mahoisa be'en, if it would be be'en, so then, then he could give it back. A minute, he gives back the be'en, and he's potter to pay anything, even though b'shas, when he was shaleich yad, was worth 4 zuzim, but if he gives back the be'en, he can say, reishaloch lefanecha. But if it's speaking about now is moitziyid min ha'olam, so he's not giving back the be'en, so then he pays mishalim kishash shlichas yad, and when he was shelech yad, it was worth talit, and veisham mehol shlichas yad einat shlichas chason. So the gemar of the shlichas yad was when it was worth talit, so he owes talit. And Beis Hillel holds that Shlichas Yad Tzricha Chesoron. So when he was Mechasaret, it was worth a zuz, then he became a Shaleich Yad, and then it was worth a zuz. So the Chiyuv is only a zuz. So that's Machlokes Beis Shami Beis Hillel. Fakta Gemar Allaho Da'om Arove Shlichas Yad Eino Tzricha Chesoron. Rav said, "Shliches yad ain't a tzricha chesaron." We heard this before. Lema Rav to Omar ki beishamai. So come out, Rav holds like beishamai. Where did we have Rava before? Elohodom Rava La'el Bishmaitin. Shliches Yad Eina Tzriche Chesorim. The Koma Shleitayma Shliches Yad. Rava asked, why didn't you the parasha of Shliches Yad? Let's learn that from Shoyel. Just like Shoyel called No Shaloi Sheshlech Yad is also called No Shaloi. So why need a parish of Shlichas Yad? So Rava said, the parish of Shlichas Yad is coming to tell us that Shlichas Yad ain't no Tzricha Chesorim. And now we are saying, this deal of Shlichas Yad, Tzricha Chesorim, ain't a Tzricha Chesorim, is a machlokes Beishami and Beisilu, and Beishami holds ain't a Tzricha Chesorim. So if Rava holds ain't a Tzricha Chesorim, it comes that he holds like Beishami. So the Gemara answers, so that's not the machlekes. Elohoche b'mayaskinan k'gain shetiltalo lahavi oleh goizlos. Now we're going to say pshat the machlekes b'shamei in b'shilu. That b'shamei says yulke b'chosa v'yeser, and b'shilu says mishalim kishasa itso. What is the case talking about? So the Gemara says, "Kegain shetiltalo lahavi ole geislis." He was metaltal the chavis lahavi ole geislis. He was a shoyel shalay medas, a bishoyel shalay medas kamiflegi. And again, we're saying the machlekes is b'chosa. That means when it was tiltalo, it was worth dalidzus. When it was Aitzia min ha'olam, it was worth Azuz. And now, Beishamai said, Yilke b'chosa. Yilke b'chosa means that even though Beishas Aitzia min ha'olam, it's worth Azuz, he cannot part himself with Azuz. He has to pay how much it was worth Beishas, he was a Sheu Shalei Medas. And Beis Hillel says, Yishalem kishas eitzo means eitzo min o'ilom. And if the shas eitzo min o'ilom was worth Azuz, he only pays Azuz. And the Gemara wants to say, so what is this machlekes dependent on? It's dependent on if a sheol shalei medas is a din gazlin or a din sheol. So now let's see the Gemara in the Beis. Hoche b'mayaskinon k'goin shetiltalo lahavi ole geislis. He was metaltal the chavis lahavi ole geislis. He was a b'sheosh le medas kamifligi. Now, b'shamei sovri shoyul shalei medas gazlan habe. B'shamei holds a shoyul le medas is a gazlan. So memele, when he took the chavis, it was worth dalitzus. He's taking the chavis, and he's using it as a ladder. When he took it, it was worth Aladzuz. Later, it became worth Azuz, and it broke. It broke when it's worth Azuz. So, Beishamai hold Shoyel Shalei Midas Gazlan. So that means the minute he took the Chavis, Lahavi Ole Goizlis, he became now a gazlan on the chavis. So he owes dalidzus. He stole a chavis. A shimush in a chavis shalei b'shus, you call the gazlan. So memela, so he's chayiv dalidzus. V'chi chasa, so even though now it's only worth a zuz, b'shus didei chasa. So the chesorin was b'shus a gazlan. That means, so he will not be maviach from the chesaron. That means, so he stole dalit, so he'll have to pay dalit, even though it was aitzia min ha'olam and it was azuz. Ubeis hillel savri shoyel shloim midas shoyel abe. A shoyel shloim midas is not a gazlan, it's a shoyel. So when he took the chavis, was metaltal the chavis, he just borrowed the chavis. He's not a gazlan, there's no chiyuv. When is the chiyuv of a shoyel? When the onsen, the shas onsen, that's the chiyuv of a shoyel. No, b'shas onsen, b'shas is yitzia min ha'olam, it was worth azuz. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. Beshami oimrim yilke b'chosar. Even though b'shasar zaytziyim in the oilam, it's worth azuz. He will not gain from this. Even though it's chosar, he's still going to pay dalit. That's the tithes according to Beshami. And Beis Hillel holds yishalm kishas zaytziyim in oilam. No, if he was maytziyim in the oilam, it's worth azuz. So pay azuz. He chosar b'shusa demori chosar. Fine. Zuk the Gemara. So it comes out. Beis Hillel holds shayu shlemid das is a shayu, is not a gasl. Beis Shammai holds shayu shlemid das is a gasl. Eloho da oma rove shayu shlemid das. The Rabbonon Gazlan Havi, Rava says that Rabbonon hold a Sheu Shlomidas is a Gazlan. That means we, the way we are saying now Pshat, the Machloikis is if it became worth less later, if you pay how much it was worth Bishas Hascholas Hashayla, or how much it's worth now, b'shas ha'itzom in o'ilam, and that is totally if Sheu Shlomidas is a gazlan or a shoyul, and if Rava holds Sheu Shlomidas gazlan, so Mamela comes out that Rava holds like Beis Shammai. So take the chachmet. Let us see Rashi. Hoda oma Rava ba'moicher es ha'sfine. Rava says, Shoyu Shlomidas l'Rabbonon Gazlanu. Shoyu Shlomidas l'Rabbonon Gazlanu. So Rashi says, Gabi, what's the case talking about over there? Gabi Sheileach Espenoi Eitzel Chenveni. A person sent his son to a Chenveni with a Keli. And there it's speaking about that the Chenveni used this Keli for his own use. The pligi rabbonan v'rab Yehude, v'uki rove pliktayu b'shoyel shaloi midas. That it's speaking about that he was a shoyel shaloi midas, the chembeni was a shoyel shaloi midas. V'omar, and rove says over there, the rabbonan gazlan havi. That rabbonan hold is a gazlan. Umidu'uki rove l'rabbonan Bahochi, if Rove said that is Pshat and the Rabbonim, that the Rabbonim, speaking about a case, he was a Sheu Shalei Midas on the Keli, is Vaistai Svira Leile Didei, Gazlan Habe, so Rove holds a Sheu Shalei Midas as a Gazlan. Vahada, and since he holds like that, Vahada look me Milsei Ke Rabbonim, so therefore he wants to say, his pshat according to the Rabbonim, the Hilchus Kerabe, we paskin like Rab. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Lemeke Beis Shammai Omo. So we are stuck all the Mahalchim we had so far, that Beis Shammai hold Yilke B'chosar, and the Gemara learned till now Yilke B'chosar means that even though it became cheaper later, he has to pay the more expensive price. So that was only if you hold Shlichas Yadein Tzricha Chasorim, or if you held Sheru Shleim Bedas Gazlan, and we had either Rabba or Rove, they hold that Shlichas Yadein Tzricha Chasorim, Sheru Shleim Bedas Gazlan. So it's, everything is like Beis Shammai. Elo, so the Gemara says, Hocho bishvach shel gzeilo komiflegi. We're speaking about the shvach of the gzeila. We'll see soon, tight shverter. Beishamai sovi shvach gzeila de nigzelavi. Beishamai holds that the shvach of the gzeila belongs to the nigzel. Beisilo sovri shvach gzeila de gazlan havi. The shvach of the gzeila belongs to the gazlan. Let us first see what exactly this means. Then we'll see how this fits into the Mishnah. Ubeplukte dahani tanoi. This is a machlokes tanoi. Now then we'll go back to our Mishnah. This hanya. Hagoizel es horochel gozizo viyoldo. So this is speaking about as follows. A person was goizel horochel to una. That means either that it was full of wool. Or he was goizel horochel meuberes. He was goizel horochel meuberes. Now, it's fine. Now it's gozizo viyoldo. So if it was a tohune, it cut off the wool. If it was a muberes, it's yoldo. Now, the gize, cutting off wool, or a leide, is a shinui in the uber, or in the gize, in the wool. So mamela, so let's see taichverta. A gozel es a rochel, gozizo, he cut it off. So, viyoldo. So, the shvach gize, now that it's cut off wool, or it's a bone, it's a blot, this is a shinui. That means there's a shinui in the tzema, there's a shinui in the uba. Now, who is kinda this tzema gozos? Who is kinda the blot? So we have here a machlokes beishamei beis. We have machlokes amei Rabbi Yehuda. Mishalem oiso ve'es gizo iseho ve'es vlodo iseho divrei Rameyer. Rameyer says that if you stole a rochel to'uno, a rochel that was full with wool, and then you cut it. So even though the cutting is a shini in the wool, Rameya holds, we'll see why in Taisvah, shini is not kaina. So therefore, Rameya says, gzeile chayzeres, so mishalem oiso, ves gizayse, ves vladese. You give back the rochel, you give back the vlad, you give back the giza, you give back everything. The tzema was nishtane, the uba was nishtane. Rameya holds shinoi einei kainim. Rabbi Yehuda oimer gizele chayzeres be'eineho. The gizele is chayzer be'eineho. That means you give back the rochel. The gize you keep for yourself. The vlad you keep for yourself. Because shinoi is kainim. So the shvach that came about through the gizeh, the shvach that came about through the leide, that belongs to the gazel. So Rabbi Yehuda holds shinui is koine, Rameya holds shinui is not koine. Now, let us see Rashi, now how we say pshat in our Mishnah. According to Beishami Bisel, Zot Rashi. The Rashi asoi, Elohoche b'shvach gzeila kulike. We're speaking about shvach gzeila. V'hai choser v'yeser demasnisen yilke b'choser u'b'yeser lav b'yukre v'zula. It's not speaking about it got worth more or worth less. Elo b'may d'chosro. Dahainu gizois. That means he was machaser the rochel, before the rochel had a coat of wool on it. He was machaser the rochel, he cut off the wool. So that's the taich, loike bechaser. He was machaser it, now he has to give back the gizis also. Ubiyeser ubamai shehoisiro kegoin imnis abro etzloi. If it became uberes, so the uberes also was shinui. He stole a rochel, and then it became uberes, so the uberes also was shinui. Is yilke bechoser, so Rashi learns pshat, that chaser means that he cut off the tzemah, and there was a shini in the tzemah, he has to give that back also. That's a taich chaser. Yeser means he stole a rochel, became his muberes etzloi, became nitoiser etzloi, he has to give back the uber also. In other words, Beishamai holds shinui is not koine, like Rameya. Now, the Masho is a problem with this Rashi. Rashi could have said that, Rashi makes a siro by Nisabra etzloi, chosro by Gizes. You could say, it could be chosro by Yoldo. It gave birth, that's also chosro. It could be a siro that it grew wool by him. It was a gozler reconnaissance grew wool. Here's a problem with this Rashi. Why Rashi epizazoi made chosr by Gizes and yeser by Nisabra. Anyway, Bal Kaponim, that's how Rashi wants to say that is pshat in Beishamai. The Beishamai Sovri, haku yishalim kirameya de brais. You pay everything by kirameya de brais. U beisilu kirab Yehuda. And so kishas haitzo means kishas haitzo mi beis bailim. He pays what it was when he stole it. Kishas haitzo mi beis bailim. That what was nishtane belongs to him. He just pays what it was, kisha sheitzimi beis bailim. Fine. So Mamela, now we have here a nupshat in the machlikas beishami beisilu. So in other words, beishami holds that shinui is not koine, so say it was chosa, it was yoldo, or nigzizo, say it was yesa, it came in the sabah, he has to give everything back. That's a type yilke b'chosa u'b'yesa. U'beisil u'loimim kishasei tzomi beis bailim. Whatever it was, kishasei tzomi, that's what he has to pay back. All the things that were nitoisef, there was a leido, or nitanetzloi, or nisabretzloi, that belongs to the gazlan. Because shidur is kind. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Zok the Gemara, Deikenami. Oh, this is an emes pshat. Diktani beishamei oimrim yilke b'chosa u'b'yesa. Beiselul oimrim kishas haitzo shmami no. So let us see Rashi. Deikenami de begizois uvlodes pligi. That's the machlokes. That the Wagizis of Lodis diktoni loshen chosa v'yesa. That means that now it's chosa the tzemer, now it's chosa the uber, or v'yesa nisabra etzloi. Diktoni loshen zoil v'yoiker is a raya da what, that's the machloikis, if she needs kain, if she needs not kain. The Ktaisvis, Elohodo Oma Rove, Shayu Shlomidas Kazlanavi. Oma Rabbeinu Tam, now before we had the different Shailas, we had a Shaila if Shlichashat Zrichachon, Zrichashat Enech Zrichachon, then in Argamore it says, we also geres rabbe, rove. We hear we geres rove. So Taisvi says, "Oim rabbi netan the korsinen b'chol hani rove. We geres in all these things rove. The hach the shoyel. That means the gemara stakasha. Leim rabbe. The first one, the shayla was." Kishas Eitzomi Beis Bailim, the whole Tavr V'Shashya, Leima Rabbe Da Omer Ke Beis Shammai. That means that the Gemara wanted to say that the Machlekes is if Machlaikis is if it was the Tavel Vishasha when it was worth Talit. Machlaikis is Bayesav. Bayesav it's worth Talit, so so a Rabba holds like Bay Shammai, and then not like Bay Zillel. So before we go to Rishchapet, the last two we'll go to Rishchapet. So Taisva says, Eimer Rabbeinu Tam, the Gosina Bechol Hani Rovet. In all these cases were Geiris Rove. The Hach the Shoyl al Kochach Rove Have, this last case of Shoyl Shalomi Das Kazlan is Zicha Rove. The comma because the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Boso Rabbe Verav Yosef, Ramoicha Asvine. So they're speaking about Abshel Shlomo Das Kazlan, so that's after a Rabbe and Rav Yosef. So there's a Rav over there. Umidahai Rav, so there Tzicha Rav, Kulo Nami Rav. So all the other cases also are Rav. Dila Vochi Lepoch Midi, the Motzuluk Mi Plukte Kachad Mahanech Plukte Delael. That means if one is Rabbi and one is Rove, so we can say Rabbi holds Sheushla Midas Lav Gazlan. That means if they're different on the Yomrim, so we can juggle around. We have different Mahalchim Atamachleikeses. So vice this, in all the cases we're Geiris Rove, so Rove holds Yilke B'Yesef, so he holds like Beishamai, Rove holds Shlichis Yad Einetz Richeson, he holds like Beishamai, Rove holds Sheushla Midas Gazlan. Mishalem oiso veskiza iseho veesvloda iseho divrei rameya. Now, so rameya, we brought on a baraisa. The baraisa says that rameya holds that if you stole a rochel and you were geizes the wool, you pay back the rochel, you pay back the geizes, it gave birth, you give back the vlad, divrei rameya. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Gzeile Chayzeres Peiner, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Shini Koine, so you give back the Rochel, and all the other things, the Gizes, the Vlad, you keep for yourself. Ve'im Toima. So now we know, Amei Hod Shini Eine Koine, Rabbi Yehuda Hod Shini Koine. Hodis Nan Beperik HaGoizel Kam. We learned a Mishnah Nagoizel Kama. Hanoisin tsema litzabo litzvoyeloi odoim vitzovoi shocher. A person gave wool to someone who dyes wool, and he gave an instructions you should dye it red, and he dyed it black. Fine. So we have like this. Im hashvach yeser aloheitzo. If the shvach is, now, there's two shailas over here. We'll see in a minute. There's two shailas. There's one shaila, was the tzaba koine with shinui. That's one tzad over here. That means he was mishana the tzema. He'd given him tzema to make it red. He made it black. So this is a shinui. This is l'chayre. There's a svara to say this is a shinui. And if you say shinui koine, so the tzema, the dyed tzema, the black dyed tzema belongs to the tzaba. I was kind of already. I stole it. It belongs to me. I'll pay you for the tzema. That's if your whole shinui is koine. If your whole shinui is not koine, so it comes out the tzema belongs to the previous owner. Now the owner has to pay the tzabe for the services. Lamaise, he dyed his wool, but he doesn't have to pay him a proper price because he didn't dye it properly. I told you to make it red and you made it black. So you pay a smaller price. Now, so so it comes out like this. If we hold shinui koine, so then the tzabe owns the tzema, because it was nishtane, and they'll have to pay the owner for his tzemer. That's all. But the tzemer, the dyed tzemer, is mine. If your shinui is not koine, so the tzemer belongs to the owner, and they'll have to pay the tzaba for his services at a reduced rate. So what would we say? So we would say like this. So according to Rameya, that Shinui is not Koine. So then, the Baal HaTzema has to pay the Tzabe for his services. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that Shinui is Koine. So the Tzabe pays the Baal HaTzema for his Tzema. That's what we should say. Now, let's look what it says in the Mishnah. Hanoisin tzema letzaba letzvoy aloy odoim v'tzovoy shocha. Im ha-shvach yeser alo heitzo, if the shvach is more than the heitzo, noisin loy ha-yitziye, so the Baal HaTzema takes the wool back, and he just pays him for the yitzir. He doesn't pay him for the shvach because no one told you to make it black. I wanted it red. V'im ha'itzor yiseir al ha'shvach, noisen lo'y ha'shvach. Who holds this? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds this. Of all people, Rabbi Yehuda holds Shini is koine. There Rabbi Yehuda says that the kelt will belongs to the Baal HaTzema. He just has to pay the tzabe for his services. Rabbi Meir Reimer ain't noisin loy elo de meitzim rei bilvat. And Rabbi Meir says that the dayer keeps the tzema for himself. Shini koine, it's my tzema. I'll pay you for the raw wool. Fregt Teusves, Almes Vorossam, Hafuches, es war mich für eine Hapachel. Hier, Rameya holt Schiene ist keine, und Rabbi Yehuda holt Schiene ist nicht keine. Das ist der Hapachel over here. Vetiritz Rabbeinu Tam, da hoche Gabi Gzeile, so war Rameya, Schiene eine keine, mischum de Knosse, Konis bemeise. So Teusves says like this, listen, the din of Schiene keine is a posse. You learn that Beishvet Zela Shagozel, Kasha Gozel, Shina Yiskoine. Not what Rameya said over here, that a Gozel as a Rochel, Gozes of Vyoda, Misham Oysaveski, Zeysev, Esvla, Deysev, he has to give back the cut wool, he has to give back the blood. That is Beiker Adin, he can keep the blood for himself, he can keep the Giza for himself. Rameya canceled the Gazlan, right? Rameya canceled the Gazlan, and the Mele, so that's Tavke Bemezid. That means if he did it Bemezid, so let's say it should be a Chayte Niska, and I'll show you. You're gonna have to give this back. So this is a Knas of Rameya. Aval belitzvoya loy odoin de shoygik loy konis, voch ise bagoizel. That means this Tzabe, this Tzabe was, he didn't have in his mind, he felt, Shibai, wool, red, see the Shayid have red begot, what's the Tzabe? So he dyed it black. Really, it's none of his business, it's not his Tzema, he did the wrong thing, it's Taka Ashinui. That's called a gzeil on the wool. Now you made my wool black, so that's called a shinui. But here, since it was only b'shoigi, so he didn't, so Rameh didn't cancel him. So now we go to Iker Adin, and Iker Adin, shinui is kain. That's Rameh. V'och yise b'agoizel. This isn't a Rabbeinu Tam, this is a Gemor Nagoizel. Rabbi Yehuda de Sova hoche de shinui kaine. Here Rabbi Yehuda holds Shinui Koine, and there Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shinui is not Koine. It belongs to the Baal HaTzema. Haina Mishum de Miskaven Liknois Peshinui. The Loshon is very unclear. That means over by a Gazlan, he wants to steal it, and he wants to be Koine Peshinui, so then he has an intent to steal. He's talking about a Gazlan. He had no intent to steal, so it doesn't have a shame gzeile that he should be kind of b'shine. That is, the Lord of Tosfos is unclear, the Mishnah's Alevi speaks about it, but this is pshat, that here, he did, Rabbi Yehuda holds, he didn't have an intent to steal, so there's b'chal no din of gzeile and shinui koine. That is, Atheises for emphas. the Mishnah in Baba Kama. Now we're going to a new Gemara, which is very difficult. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Kishas Hatviya. Now we have to know, the Bible we won't know, we'll as the sugya progresses, we'll try to figure out what Rabbi Kiva is saying. We had here a machlokes, a person was shalech yad bepikodin. We had here Beishamai that said the yulke b'chosel b'yeser. Now we know Baruch Hashem Shata means shini einay koine. We had a Beisilu that holds Yishalim kishas ha'itzo, that means when he pay how it was when he stole it, because shini is koine. Right. And Rabbi Kiva says a new shir kishas hatviya. When the nigzal was toiveya, the gazlan, that's how you pay. Which is about very vague and unclear. But let's just go further. Oma, Rav Yehuda, Oma Shmuel, Haloche ke Rabbi Akiva. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Fine. Umoide Rabbi Akiva, a Rabbi Akiva that says, that the Sheleach Yad has to pay how much it was worth Bishas Tviyah. Umoide Rabbi Kiva b'mokim sheyesh edim, that then you pay Bishas Gzeila. My time, the Omakro, Lashahu loy yitnenu b'yoyim ashmosoy, Vikivin de Ike Edim Mayahi Shato Hu de Echayim Le Ashmo. Now let us just say Rashi and we'll try a little to explain what's Pshat in the Gemara. Zogt Rashi. Umayde Rabbi Kiva B'mokim Sheyesh Edim. Kama hoisa shove biyoim shegoslo. Now, Rabbi Kiva is moide that you pay kama hoisa shove biyoim shegoslo. Vero shesh edim kama hoisa shove biyoim shegoslo. This edim who know how much it was worth when he stole it. Vero shegoslo imenu, the mishalem kishas hagzele. Then he pays kishas hagzeila. My time, the Rabbi Akiva, the Omar kishas hatviya, the makro biyoim hashmosay, bedomim shel oisayoyim shuhu mischayev loy. You pay v'nosan lasha osham loy biyoim hashmosay. B'yayim ha'shmosay means b'domim shaloy sayayim shum ischayiv loy. V'heiche de tovoy v'hoide da'alpiv hum ischayiv hamadosoy b'din v'hoidosoy hu yayim ha'shmosay. Avum yesh edim misho shara'uhu shagozlo hu osham loy. Now let us try a little to explain. The Mishnah Salevi wants to say that Rashi holds, there's a Mahalach and Agamor like the Tosfos HaRosh, and he wants to say that perhaps Rashi holds like the Tosfos HaRosh, and let us just say what we're talking about, understand a little bit. We had We had like this. We had a member of Rabbi, and Lemaise, the Gemara's maskana was that everyone agrees to Rabbi. Sai Beishama and Sai Beisil. Let's talk about a case. That a person stole something, let's say, Mikore, it was worth Azuz, and later it was worth Dalit, and it was Itva Memela. So the din is that Kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas ha-gzele yupay azuz. Tavra v'shas ye, so tzanu gzele, so yupay dalet. But it was it for mail, yupay azuz. Kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas ha-gzele. Now, the Taisus HaRosh says, Rabbi Kiva is talking about such a case. Let's talk about the case. A person stole something that was worth azuz. Fine, gewaltig. Now, later it became worth Dalit. And the Nigzal is Teveyim when it's worth Dalit. There's no Edim around. He's Teveyim in Bezdin. He said, did you steal my thing? Now it's worth Dalit. Did you steal my thing? He said, yes. He was made in Bezdin, he stole it. So, v'nosan la'asha hu loy, to the person who belongs to, yitnenu, he should give it, b'yoyim ashmosoy, b'domim shal oisayoyim. Now what happened? It happened, it became cheap again. It became worth azuz. Now, it became worth azuz. And then it became nevad. Sai be shamai, so let us talk about such a case. When he stole it, it was worth azuz. They schlepped him to Bezdin, then it was worth dalet zuzim, and he was moide in Bezdin that I stole it from you. But the Baal wasn't returned yet. But it was Maida in Bezdin, I stole it from you. So now we have in the records of Bezdin that he owes him something that's worth Dalet Zuz. Fine. Then later, the market went down again. It's worth a Zuz. It got broken. Or he broke it. It's irrelevant. It got broken. He broke it when it's worth a Zuz. So according to Beishamai, and according to Beis Hillel we had, what would be the din over here? The din would be, you pay azuz. Kol agazlonim mishalmin kishas agzeila. It broke later when it was worth azuz, or he broke and was worth azuz. Zvaita, I owe you azuz. There was a time in between when I was moided to Bezdin that I stole it from you, then it was worth dalet zuz. But that zman is not a mechayiv. I owe you dalet zuz. Kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas ha-gzeila. If it's ben, I give it back to Boaz Tugma. If it's not ben, I have to pay money b'shas ha-gzeila. Sai b'shamay, sai b'silu hold this din. Kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas ha-gzeila. Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva found a posik. The pasuk says, "Lashahu lo yitnenu biyoyim ashmosoy." The value that it was worth biyoyim ashmosoy when Bezdin was mechayiv him to pay, till then was no edim, there was nothing. He slept him to Bezdin and he said, "Did you steal this from me?" And he said, "Bezdin, yes, I stole it from you." That's yoyim ashmosoy. In that day, he became mechuyim. In Bezdin, because they told that we had no proof against him. I slept him to Bezdin, and he said, I stole it. Then it was worth Dalit. So Rabbi Kiva says he owes him the value of how much it was worth when he became Shuldik in Bezdin. He became Shuldik is worth, he owes him Dalit. Later it became cheaper, it broke, it's irrelevant. He owes Dalit. That is the And Rabbi Kiva is choylik on Beishamim Beisilul. Beishamim Beisilul held this adin kol agizlonim mishamim kishas agzela. But that what he was moide in Bezdin is not a new shas achiv. He was moide in Bezdin, so now he chapped him. That's kubhiyoy mashmosai. But lemaise the chiv is for stealing it. He stole azuz. That's how Beishamim Beisilul hold. And Rabbi Kiva is choylik. Rabbi Kiva says no. You pay how much it was worth, b'yoyim mashmosay. So now, Rabbi Kiva said, so the Gemara says, Omoide Rabbi Kiva, if there were Edom that saw when he stole it. So that means, if Edom saw when he stole it, they saw it was worth Azuz. They didn't come to bed, but there's Edom around. There's Edom. We find the Edom, we find the Edom and it's worth Talad. We schlep them to Bezn. So there, Rabbi Kiva also went as Yoimash Mosai is this man that we have Edom when he stole it. So since we have Edom that he stole was worth Azuz, so then he owes Azuz, then he doesn't owe Dalet Zuz. Then Rabbi Kiva is made it. Now let us see again the Loshon of Rashi so we'll understand what we were speaking about. Umoide Rabbi Kiva b'mokim sheyesh Edom. If there were Edom that know how much it was worth when he stole it, then the Mishalim Kishas Agzel, the Rabbi Kiva is also Moide, he owes Azuz. My time, the Rabbi Kiva, the Omar Kishas Atviye, you have to pay how much it was worth. Kishas Hatviye, what's the svar Rabbi Kiva? The Omakro b'yoyim ashmosoi, b'domim shel oiso yoyim shehu mischayev loy. The value of the shel oiso b'yoyim ashmosoi shel oiso yoyim shehu mischayev loy, that the domim, how much it was worth when he owed it him. When is that? V'heiche de tovoi, he was teveyim. Vahoide, and he was moide, da alpiv hu mischayev. Then he first became mechuyev now. Hamadosoi bedin. That he was mamidin bedin, vahidosoi hu yoimashmosoi. And we have a posik la shaloi hu, shaloi yutnenu, biyoimashmosoi. You mechuyev to pay how much it was worth the day you became mischayev. And what is that day when you were made? Avlam yesh edim, but if there are edim, misha shalu shegozlo, who oshem loy? So the yom hashmosai is when he stole it, because we have already edim that he stole it, when it's worth azuz. So then you pay azuz, then the Rabbi Kiva is made.